Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I love how when I said it's going to trigger you guys, Hudson said, is it about dating?
Yeah.
You are so silly. So am I the jerk? Every day we have your moral dilemma. And this one might upset the kids today because it has to do with Easter baskets.
Okay.
Owen, you're 13. Ugh. Hudson, you're 11. You ready to hear what this mom wrote into the show? Why are you choking? You don't like Easter baskets?
No, it's because of the soda. It's because of the soda.
Put the Mountain Dew down. You shouldn't even be drinking that, okay? You think it's a free-for-all at the radio station, I tell you what.
It is.
Here's her Am I the Jerk. You ready?
Okay.
Let me read it to you. She said, Allie and DZ, Owen and Hudson, am I the jerk for not giving my kids Easter baskets anymore? Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Well, you haven't even heard why.
Okay.
Hold on.
Tell me why.
She said, Allie and
Unless
DZ.
They're 40, I'm going to say no.
My kids just turned 14 and 16, and I'm officially done giving them Easter baskets. I'm tired of spending all this money, and the basket is eaten and gone in an hour. They're way too old, in my opinion, to still be getting baskets. I don't think I got a basket after the age of 12, and I never complained. So am I the jerk for stopping the tradition?
Don't get any ideas, Mom.
Oh, you think you still... Don't talk to me. Talk to the Easter Bunny. Owen, this mom says 14 and 16, she's had enough. These kids don't need Easter baskets anymore. Is she the jerk if she doesn't get them an Easter basket?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because not only...
You're 13.
Well, I mean, they say it's gone an hour, so like...
It is.
Why get it? Mm-hmm. Just like give like a couple bucks or something.
Like,
okay, give them like $25 and let them go to the dollar store.
Oh, you're saying like just give them money?
Yeah.
Then you might as well do an Easter egg hunt with money in the eggs.
Yeah. Oh. Are we going to do an Easter egg hunt?
It depends on how the Am I the Jerk pans out. If everyone says that, you know, she's not the jerk, you're not getting anything.
I'm just kidding.
She's not the jerk.
I say not the jerk. These kids are too old.
Come on. There's an entire holiday where you can dress up however you want. That people don't even care how old you are.
You're talking about Halloween?
Where you can just get free candy.
True, but that's like 6 months away.
For free candy?
Yes, all you guys think about is the candy.
Yeah.
She wants to know if she's the jerk if she doesn't give the kids Easter baskets anymore because they're 14 and 16. She feels like it's a waste of money.
Wait till you're like 18.
So you're saying a 40-year-old definitely can't get one, Hudson?
Yes.
Why? What if they love Easter and they love the tradition?
40-year-old.
Let the 40-year-olds live.
Yeah.
Maybe they want an Easter basket.
Don't let an 80-year-old get an Easter basket.
Now an 80-year-old can't get one either?
Yeah.
Everyone is texting in going, that's Owen's voice. Owen, yes.
Yeah.
He's 13.
People at school think I fake it. Yeah. You know who you are, person I can't say.
They also think you're 20 and you're 13, so yeah. It's okay. It's all right. You got a deep voice.
I'm burping
it's fine.
Like a ton.
Yeah, please don't do that, Hudson. All right. 414-533-1037. Kylie in Milwaukee said, I'm 20 and I still look forward to the Easter basket from my mom.
Told you.
Well, I mean, if it's full of like flowers or something, that would be nice.
Oh, that would be nice. All right. What's the mom's name? We always give them a name to keep them anonymous.
Patricia.
Patricia? Yes.
I'd cry if my Easter basket was full of flowers.
You would?
Why?
I don't care about flowers.
I love like plants.
I thought flowers were just to give like mothers.
If everyone can enjoy flowers, it's part of nature, Hudson.
I enjoy them.
I love flowers. I think they're beautiful.
I love flowers, too. I play some video games just for farming.
Well, now I know what Hudson's getting for Easter. Flowers, Owen.
Yeah.
If you're giving me flowers, in the words of Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers.
Okay, is this mom, Patricia, we've named her,
Patricia,
a jerk if we're not giving her kids Easter baskets anymore because they're 14 and 16 and yeah. She's over it. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today's Am I the Jerk came from Patricia, we named her, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her kids Easter baskets anymore. Her kids are 14 and 16. She feels like they're too old and they're done. Yes, Hudson, with your hand raised.
You don't say it as Patricia, you say it as Patricia.
Oh, she's like the Karen. She's not any fun now.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think
she's pretty fun.
I say, thank you. I say not the jerk. Hudson says total jerk.
I say not the jerk.
Yeah. Well, all right, fine.
20 with an Easter basket. 20 with an
Easter 20's basket. Not allowed now?
Oh, no, 20 is allowed.
Oh, 20 is allowed. Well, Amber's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Amber.
Hello.
Good morning.
Get ready. We got an 11 and 13-year-old on Am I the Jerk today, if you can handle it.
Welcome to the Zen Den.
It's not the Zen Den. We're about to argue.
The chaos Zen Den.
Amber, are you say jerk or not the jerk if she stops buying the kids Easter baskets?
She is a jerk.
Yes, Hudson.
Oh. Yes! That's my girl. I love you, Amber. I love you.
Amber, why is she a jerk?
So I'm 40, mm-hmm. And my mom still gets me an Easter basket. Aww. It's just age appropriate.
Hudson said you're not allowed to have one anymore.
No,
did you hear that?
Never mind. 40-year-olds can have Easter baskets.
Oh, they can. Oh, he's being nice now that you're on the phone.
No.
It's just age appropriate. Mm-hmm. It might be cleaning supplies, a gift card somewhere we've been wanting to shop at. So just do something age appropriate.
Okay.
Stop getting candy.
All right, fair enough. So that means you guys are not getting a candy anymore. You're going to get a basket, but it's not going to be candy.
What is it going to be?
I don't know. Do you still want it?
Money.
Do you still want it?
Nah.
Sure.
All right, Amber says
jerk,
though.
I mean, the whole point of Easter is chocolate, so.
Oh, that's what you think the point of Easter is, chocolate.
Hudson isn't.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like the main thing that everybody collects.
It's a religious holiday, Hudson. Yeah.
It is?
That's not the point of, oh my God.
It's
all right,
really
Amber, I gotta go.
Birthday.
Oh yeah, oh
I gotta
yeah,
go.
It is.
No, that's
yeah,
Christmas. Oh my God, okay, all right. Bye, Amber.
Bye.
Oh, Lord. You know
Easter
what?
Easter is a religious holiday.
We're very religious. Can you guys tell?
I'm
being sarcastic, Hudson. Yeah. All right, so Amber said jerk. Now I got to go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
You hear this? These kids just think Easter is about candy and bunnies. They don't even know it's religious.
I don't think that. Are you kidding me?
Well, hold on,
What's religious about
in
it?
In fairness, your mom's Jewish, so I don't take you to church and I don't really do Easter. This is Dad's department. You talk to him about this later. He's Lutheran. Okay.
I don't really want to do
Good
Easter
morning,
either.
Betty. Now that I've pawned it off on their father, is she the jerk for not giving the kids Easter baskets anymore?
She is not the jerk.
Woo! 1 point, Mom. Go on, why?
Oh, boo.
That's funny.
Zero points.
My mother-in-law, I'm 40, and my mother-in-law still gives me an Easter basket.
Aw.
But. This mom is not the jerk, and here's how I know she's not the jerk.
Tell us.
This year, my youngest discovered the great discovery, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. What? So the kid realized they don't even want the Easter basket anymore, or what?
Well, the first thing out of her mouth, because I have a 14 and a 16-year-old older
perfect.
Children.
This is perfect, yes.
Wait, are you the person who called in?
No,
she's not the one who wrote in. She just also has a 14 and 16-year-old. Just coincidence. So she has
coincidence.
But she has an opinion, which she should. Hudson, you're too much. She's like, yeah, sure.
I love it. I love it. So my eight-year-old found out this year, and the first thing she asked was, oh, so do we even have to, like, do an egg hunt, and are you going to even do baskets?
Oh, her eight-year-old didn't even want to do the egg hunt. Mm-hmm. She's getting too old. Don't call her a loser. Hudson's so... All he cares about is candy, I swear.
I love candy. So,
who doesn't?
So I don't even have to do an egg hunt this year. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do the egg hunt at my mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
And my kids were so, and I hate to say it this way, but so unselfish about it.
Mm-hmm.
That they were like, well, if you want to do a basket for us, you can. But, like, we already know what's up, and the only reason the older two were getting an Easter basket is because my younger one still believes.
Right, right. You were just doing it because of the younger one. You didn't want to leave anybody out. Fair enough. So she says not the jerk. Okay, not the jerk. Betty says not the jerk. Amber said jerk, which means we're split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
much.
All right, Betty, thank you.
Yep, bye.
Yes, Hudson. I love it how you raise your hand every time you want to talk. It's so adorable.
So I've gotten too used to school. All right,
I've gotten too used to school.
So before last, can I tell the last person a few things before they say their word?
Oh, you want to? You have something to say? Are you going to try to prove your point or something?
No. Just give me a sec.
All right, Ryan from Calabama, look out. The tiebreaker today.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry.
All right, Ryan. Hudson has something he wants to tell you, the 11-year-old first. Yes, Hudson,
okay.
What? Because you know Ryan, you've been to his house.
Think about this quickly. This decision depends if I get candy at all.
Oh.
This decision depends if I get anything for Easter.
No pressure, Ryan. No pressure.
No pressure.
Ryan,
come on.
Hey, here's
my
thing.
We're best friends. You gave us that Bella thing. We love that.
Oh, he did make the beautiful woodwork of Bella that is up in our house now. That's true. When she died.
You gotta pull at the heartstrings like
that. No, he's making you feel bad. Yeah. Hudson,
Ryan,
stop trying to fix the answer today.
Ryan,
yes,
Ryan,
Owen, my
13-year-old. Yes, Owen.
No matter what you say, you'll still be my favorite.
Aww. Oh, perfect, Owen. Guess what? She's not
this
the
is
jerk.
Life or death. Yeah! What?
She's not the jerk, Hudson. Sorry. Go on, Ryan. Why?
Because there is a time when good things end, and guess what? They have reached that age where good things must end.
Hudson,
and it is time to move on.
I agree. Hudson took his headphones off. He's so upset right now. Hudson.
I'm sorry, Hudson.
Hudson, chill out. You're only 11.
I'm leaving.
Maybe the Easter Bunny will still visit you. He walks out.
I actually do have something to put into this entire conversation.
Owen, my 13-year-old, yes.
So, I don't know too much about the history of Easter, but I do know that originally it's not about a bunny giving out candy.
It's definitely not about a bunny, but that's
definitely
what it's become.
Not, buddy.
That's what it's become. Ryan knows. He's got little kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, not the jerk. Yes. All right, Ryan, thanks for backing me up. Have
Hudson
a great
has
day.
Left the studio.
Hudson left. He walked out. He quit.
Oh,
well, he'll be back. There's donuts in here. Okay, bye, Ryan.
Yeah, I'll have like a donut on the end of a fishing rod and like lure him back in here.
You could try that. Well, Hudson walked out. Overall, not the jerk for not giving the kids Easter baskets anymore. Oh, man, I really hope.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Easter Bunny comes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.